A little song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some trouble. When you worry, you make it double. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. Happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Ain't got no place to lay your head. Somebody came and took your bed. Don't worry, be happy. The landlord say your rent is late. He may have to litigate. Don't worry, be happy. Look at me, I'm happy. Don't worry, be happy. Hey, I give you my phone number. When you're worried, call me. I'll make you happy. Don't worry, be happy. Ain't got no cash, ain't got no style, ain't got no girl to make you smile. But don't worry, be happy. That will bring everybody down. So don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Now there is the song I wrote. I hope you learned it note for note. Like good little children, don't worry, be happy. Now listen to what I said. In your life expect some trouble. When you worry, you make it double. But don't worry, be happy. Be happy now. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy.
Well, that was a lovely start to the show there, a nice bright piece of music. a very warm welcome to people listening. It's Rob with my good friend Ron. We're here. We've got a bit of a marathon on tonight because we're in this studio. Ken's kindly helping us tonight in Studio 1 until about 9 o'clock when we're going over to Studio 2, which is our regular show. So if we've got any callers, we'll take our first caller. Ken, we'll crack on. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, you're through to Rob. What's your name, my love?
My name is Maria. I'm calling from Florida.
Oh, lovely. Well, it's lovely to talk to you. You're through to Rob. How are things with you today?
Well, everything is okay. I am calling because I need a change in my life. And
okay.
I don't know if you see any changes coming for me. My life is stagnant.
Yes, yeah. I feel this. I sense this. I want to say with you, I feel, as soon as I was talking to you, just a little sort of, I feel a sense, I wouldn't say frustration, but it's like a nearly a frustration. And I do, and I know what you've said there, because I feel that you're going through a phase in life where it's kind of, nothing's really moving forward. Do you understand what I mean so far?
Yes, yes, it's just like that, yes.
Yeah, I feel this for you. The first thing that I want to say to you is I'm very drawn to saying that I feel this is temporary, okay? I do feel this is a temporary thing. And I'm also feeling as if it's almost like a time for sort of right, recharging your batteries a little bit. But I'm also aware that this has gone on for a short time. You know, as I'm speaking to you, I want to say to you that there's a lady that comes through in spirit who comes close to you as well. Now, I feel this is either mother or grandmother. It's a close family link. Would you understand that?
Yes, it could be my grandmother's. Or it could be my aunt. They're both
right. I'm
fine.
I'm feeling. Yeah. No. Okay. I'm feeling more grandmother. Okay. I'm aware that this lady passed when she was quite elderly. Now, if you don't understand this, it's okay.
Yes.
I need to ask you something. She's mentioning something about. I'll go back onto your question in a minute. But she's just mentioning something to do with. I feel it's like a locket or something which has got like a picture inside it. Can you place it? Does that mean anything to you?
I can't place it, but it's very possible. Because
yeah,
my grandmother died in another country.
Ah, right, okay. Yes, I understand that. She's making me aware of this, of a locket. Now, I do feel that it was something that was worn around somebody's neck. And it belonged to her. And what I do feel is when you opened it up, there was two pictures inside it. And she's mentioning this to me. But she also mentions that I don't feel anybody knows where it is. So I was going to say to you, you know, has it gone missing or is it lost or something? But with you saying what you've just said, it may well be, you know, in the country where she passed.
Yes, it probably is.
Yeah, it's just interesting that she just mentions that to me as well. I need to take you just while I've got this connection here. She's mentioning the month of November as being significant in some way. Now, I don't know if that's a passing or a birthday or some significance in November. Can you place that in the family somewhere?
Yes, November is a month where several family members have birthdays.
Yeah. I wasn't quite sure.
And it was her birthday, too, in November.
Oh, lovely. Oh, well, that makes perfect sense. That's lovely. And I also, just for a little nice little piece of confirmation for you, she's also mentioning I think it's the number 9, actually. She's mentioning the number 9. So I don't know if that's a date, like the 9th of a month, or if that's like something to do with like an address or something. But she also mentions that number. Can you place that at all?
No, I cannot place the number 9, but it can come back to me later. Yeah.
Yeah. Don't worry at all. Just if you just remember that I've said that, she's telling me what that actually was, but it was just that number. So so just remember that I've said that. You know, that's okay. Going back to your question that you were, I've asked for a little bit of guidance on what you've asked about the way things are for you at the moment, and I want to say to you that you don't need to in a way push for things, because things will come to you. I need to say that to you. It's one of those situations where maybe just being a little bit patient, because things will come to you. And I also am very drawn to telling you about the month of August. Now, this is August coming up, because I feel the changes. And I want to say things will begin to move for you and in a more sort of general way. So I feel changes in August, and I'm drawn very much to the first week in August. For that, for yourself, and I feel that I also feel new sort of vitality, because I'm also aware, and it's, correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm also aware that you sort of I want to say like almost like feeling tired, but or not quite your usual bubbly self. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Yeah, the reason I mention that to you is because I do feel that connected with the August time. There will be new vitality, and it's almost like you'll get your spring back in your step. I also see, I'd be interested to see what Ron says about this, because I also see like a new interest of some sort. Now, I don't feel this is work-related. I feel this is something like a new interest or kind of a new direction in a way, something which is new to you, which you will enjoy, like the sort of challenge of, and you will enjoy. And I feel this is all connected around the August time, okay?
Okay. Wow, that makes sense to me, because I am going the last week of July to a conference by Tony Stockwell.
Yeah, right, okay, yeah.
So that's the last week of July, and I'll be back here in August. So, wow. So maybe something will happen.
Yeah, I'm very strongly drawn to that time, and I feel as if things will sort of take off for you, you know. I also want to mention to you as well that I feel that you will have choices as well. There'll be choices to make, and I do have some spiritual guidance on this, because what I want to say to you is, and this is all connected with the August time, and I want to say to you that when those choices come, I know this is going to sound a bit of a strange thing, but I need to say to you, go with your first decision. It'll be one of those situations. I mean, we've all had them where you kind of think one thing, then you think, oh, is that right? And is this wrong? Or is this right? And you sort of chop and change. But what I need to give you as a piece of sort of, if you like, a guidance on it, is to say that to go with your first decision, okay? Because that's the right path. Can you follow that?
Yes, thank you so much for that advice, because I do question myself.
Yes, sometimes. Yeah. Because I also feel, Marie, it's lovely to speak to you, and I'm going to put Ron on in a minute because I'm chatting away here. But I do feel that you are, I want to say, a very intuitive person as well. I also see the color purple around you, which is as I'm sure you know, is a spiritual color. So I feel there is a spiritual connection there. And I also feel that the lady who came through, who I do feel was grandmother, she also makes me aware that she's been around you before, and I feel that you've been aware of her. Does that make sense to you as well?
Yes, it is true. I have felt her presence in my house. Yes.
I acknowledge that, and that was her. You do have a number of people that come around you. I made the connection with her. She came through forward in a funny way, because she wanted to answer the question that you'd asked. So I feel that's the reason that she came forward first. But you need to be aware that there are a number of people in spirit, and that they all do gather around you. Okay.
Oh, thank you so much. It has been so helpful for me.
Oh, you're very welcome. Now, Marie, what I'm going to do, I'm going to put Ron on just for to speak to you now to see what he's picked up on. Okay, and I look forward to the August time. And if you can get back in touch with us, let us know how you're getting on. We'd love that.
I will. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Hi, Maria.
Hello.
Hi. Nice to hear you. As you know, it's nice that you're going to see Tony, because as you were talking to Rob, I was very aware of your spirituality, you know, and your, shall we say, your awareness of, you know, of the spirit world around and about you. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I
have tried to see Tony for the last 2 years, and he's been sold out. So this
That's
time,
right, yeah.
I booked 6 months ahead of time.
Good. Because we're aware of spirit, and you know, everybody has the capability, some more than others, of being able to make that wonderful connection with the world of spirit. But sometimes we do go through a phase where we feel fed up and we're not going in any direction at all. Is because,
yeah,
you know, those who work with you from the world of spirit, you know, they can only take you so far. You know, it's like being in school. You won't learn any more if you stay in the one class all the time. Do you understand?
Yes.
You have to move.
Understand.
Yeah. You know, we have to move. So when you get those feelings of, you know, slightly despair, but you feel a bit fed up and a bit tearful and a bit, you know, as we say over here, a bit cheesed off, you know, with what's happening around and about. And what that is those changes with you with spirit. So those who have taught you so far in your life have now stepped back. So now there's a higher self which is coming forward. And to do that, for them to work with you, we have to accept those changes. And the changes are always for the better. Do you understand, love?
I understand, and I struggle with the changes.
And that's what it is. We have to accept, a thought of love to the world of spirit. Thank you for that. And that's all you have to do. And then everything else will start, spiritually will start to change around you, which then will affect your physical life, which then will make it a lot, shall we say, a lot more compassionate than what you are now.
Okay.
You know,
thank you.
But also, you know, I'm aware, well, I see him standing here, my living room, there's a gentleman, and he would have been about 76, 78 when he passed, you know, and he was about 5'9", 5'10". Mm. And he's just standing there, but there's a child standing beside him, which should have been. Do you understand?
It could be my father or my grandfather.
The feeling I got was father. You're not putting words in my mouth, but you know, he steps forward, you know, with the child. And as I always say, a child will always lead us. A child knows no hatred, no malice. You know, nothing like that. Only the pure listen, the pure love of God and the world of spirit to help to take you forward. And this I feel you will do. All you have to do is ask. And once you ask, and then life will start to change. But there's also the lady with him, as Rob was describing. But she kept showing me a beautiful rosary bead. Do you understand?
Yes, well, all my family is very religious. All my aunts and my grandmother, they're all very religious.
Yes. This was the lady Rob was talking about. But for some reason, I was taken to a village with him. But as you said before, your family from abroad. So I was getting drawn to Spain, you know.
Yes, that's where she's from. That's where she's from.
Okay. And that ability, once again, you know, when you think of the hard life that they had to go through, you know, they've overcome their difficulties and you will overcome yours, you know. I agree with Rob with what he said. Those changes are so important. And when you go and see Tony, you know, you'll start to find out how your spirituality will come on leaps and bounds. And the beauty of it is, it's for helping the people. And that's what you do most of all.
Thank you okay. so much. Thank you for that hope, because I feel stuck and I just need to move forward. I just need a push. I just need something. Thank
you. Spirit is there. Your family's there just waiting for you to ask. Spirit will not intervene in any way and just guide you. But like everything else, it's your choice. You know, it's your free will. But if you ask, then, as the Bible says, ask and ye shall be given. And that's what will happen for you. So you are on the up and up. Just accept the changes. Because when the glass is full, it has to be emptied for a new, shall we say, a new refill. And that's what you're like. You're like a glass. Now you're empty. So now, because all those emotions you've had in the past will all be moved to one side, especially 9 years ago, will all be moved to one side, and then new, we call it emotion, new beginnings, new emotions, as Rob stated, will come forward. So I'll hand you back to Rob now, Maria. Okay.
Thank you so much. Thank you. God bless you.
God bless. De nada.
Maria?
Yes.
Yeah, just one very quick thing I wanted to ask you before you before we let you go, because I was actually given your name, the same name, Maria, in spirit as well. Would you understand that?
Yes, yes, I am very devout of the Virgin Mary.
Ah, right. Yeah, I was. Yeah, I just got the name. You know, yeah, I got the name called through. You know, so. Spirits are all around you. They're looking after you. Things will take off for you. So take some comfort from that. And I look forward to just bide your time till that August time, because things will really take off for you then, my love.
Thank you so much, and God bless you too. Thank you.
Oh, bless you, and thank you for calling. You take care. Thank you.
Bye bye.
Bye bye. Well, what a lovely caller that was. A lovely start to the show. Ken, have we got anyone else lined up there?
We have indeed. Anne?
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, hi. Is that Anne?
Yes, speaking. Thank you.
Oh, it's lovely. You're through to Rob, and it's lovely to speak to you. How are you today?
I'm great, thank you. Just back from a family vacation, reunion of sorts.
Lovely, yes. Oh, lovely. You sound, and I want to say you sound bright, and your energy is coming through very nicely. I must say that to you. Do you have a question for us at all?
Anything? Maybe what people on the other side, what they saw about the family, what they think about the family getting together.
Yeah. I will answer your question, of course. I want to ask you a question while I'm just making this connection. The family reunion you're talking about, had been quite a bit of planning that went into this before you started it?
Yeah, probably since January or so.
Yeah, yeah. Why I'm asking you, I'm very much sensing that, and I'm very much sensing that it was quite an occasion and that there was quite a bit of organizing to do. I'm kind of aware of this. Okay. Now, you've got more, you have several people in spirit that draw around you, but the person who comes, and I want to say to you, they're connected, you must have family members in spirit all connected, but the first person that comes forward for myself is a gentleman. Now, I do feel, and he's quite tall, this man, and I feel this gentleman is a close family link again, so I feel he's either father, grandfather, or that sort of closeness. Are you with me so far?
Well, grandfather, but he wasn't tall.
No, I know. This gentleman is specifically tall. Let me just ask you something. The gentleman that's come through, I feel that he passed actually with a heart attack. It was this is what he's telling me, and he's talking about a pain in his chest, and I feel it was reasonably quickly in that way. Would that make sense to you?
Yeah, that's the grandfather.
Ah, lovely. Okay, then that was the more important point while I made the connection. To just disregard the tall. I saw him as being tall, but that's just me judging, if you know what I mean. It was the more important thing was how he passed. I've asked him for that specifically. Okay, and I want to say to you with something quite important that he wants to say that he's fine. Okay, I need to say that he's fine, and he also says something a bit unusual to do with he's holding everything together. And also, I feel that this was his role when he was on the earth plane. He was a little bit like, how can we put it? He sort of held the family together in a way. Do you understand that?
Yeah, I'm not sure about that, but I believe it. Yeah, I was, I never met him, actually. He died before I was born.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, no, that's okay, because obviously spirit, they still, you know, they look over
you.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, for sure. This is what he was telling me. So I feel this was the way he was, if you understand.
I believe
because
it.
And he's got sort of, in a way, making a joke about it because he's saying he's doing the same thing now. Okay, so I need to say that
uh-huh.
to you. Okay. There's also, I'm going to put Ron on as well in a moment just to see what he's got through. But I also am aware, are you... Is there either a pregnancy or a new, quite a fairly young baby in the family as well? Because I'm seeing this is somebody on the earth playing this.
Yeah, that's what we all were there to meet, a new
baby.
Oh,
lovely. Yeah. Oh, lovely. Oh, well, isn't that? That's a lovely connection because the gentleman who comes through, who I do feel is granddad, is absolutely so proud of this, you know. And I was... I wasn't quite sure, and I'd be very honest with you, I wasn't sure if it was a baby that was just due or one that had just been born, but I was aware of that situation. And the gentleman is so proud, and he said he was there sharing the joy. Okay, so I need to say that to you as well.
Great.
I'm going to put Ron on. There's a lady that comes through as well, who comes close to you as
mm-hmm.
well. So I'll see if Ron, Ron's picked up on that. But she just wants to be mentioned to you as well. So I need to say to you, that she do you know what? She's lovely. She's sort of butted in a bit. She says, before you go, I'm going to say hello. So she wants to send her love to you. Okay. She also wants to say, I feel that she was a real live wire, this lady. And she also...
Yes.
Yeah, she's making me aware of the way her character was, and she's and she says she's just the same now. She says she can't dampen her down, and she's just the same. And she just sort of, it was very funny for me because she just sort of butted in, you know. Now I think Ron's got the same connection here. So what I'm going to do, my love, I'm going to put you on to Ron and see what he can add to that. Okay, but it's lovely talking to you.
Oh, yeah. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, love. Yes, that was very interesting. You know, as Rob was saying that, I was aware of the, you know, the strength of the lady and her ability, you know, to right any wrong for you. And if you've done any wrong, she would let you know. Do you understand?
Yes.
You know, and, you know, your question about, you know, those in the world of spirit, the family. You know, what we must always remember, our family go back generations. Will they be there, at the family meeting? Of course. You know, you've got a beautiful new spirit, which has been blessed to come to a family which really appreciate and deserve, you know, such a new beginning in life, for a new spirit. And they're so proud that, like Rob said, everybody pulls together. Even those in the world of spirit, you know, they draw me to, you know, a Christmas time as well. You know, where Christmas time is where, you know, you had your Independence Day. Even then, so no matter what you celebrate, your family will always, bit of family will always be there. If there's just one or two of you who meet, it doesn't matter. It's the fact that you've got that beautiful love, you know, of the family. And that's the important thing. and the progression of life itself, you know, will move forward in the physical body as well as the spiritual. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and, you know, but I am aware of a gentleman that, you know, he just keeps giving me a heart attack. I just can't see him at the moment. But I feel it wasn't all that long ago when he left his physical body. Do you understand?
It was a while ago.
Yeah, you know, he's just making his presence known all the time, and it's nice to be able to, you know, we pick the conditions up of the last thing they have. Do you understand? And it's
mm-hmm.
that ability for them to come forward. So sometimes in the quiet, when you feel, you know, a little twinge, shall we say, around the heart area, that's just the love of spirit. There's nothing wrong. It's just their way of saying, I'm here, we're here. You know, we're here to help and take you forward. But they also take me to the month of March. You know, March is the new springtime. And again, Mother Earth, you know, wakes up. And that new lease of life starts to come around the planet as it's coming around and about you. So embrace the love and the joy that is there, because the world of spirit, will your family and spirit be there and your friends? Of course they will, you know, and that's so important. Do you understand somebody who, shall we say, left his physical body through an accident?
Yes, a friend, when I was in high school.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
As long as you understand, you know, he still needs those prayers of love, you know.
Yes.
They always do, you know, whether they've just gone to spirit or whether they've been in spirit centuries, you know, that love is so important in those prayers of guidance and understanding, you know. And it's, you know, if you're able to pass on, you know, he's fine. He really is, you know. He's just sorry the way things happened. Do you understand?
Yes.
You know. But also, what he's bringing is, you know, he's bringing me the motor cars in. So,
yes.
The car, you understand, you know. So
yeah.
we don't go into detail.
Yeah.
But he's just bringing the motor cars in. You know, that's all I'm allowed to say. But the important thing is that sometimes in an incident where, you know, a life has gone that way, the spirit is, just before anything truly happens, the spirit is taken from the body so it doesn't get bruised or damaged, and there is less confusion and there's
mm-hmm.
more understanding. You know, so that's what happens all the time. You know, I've been working with spirit now nearly 40 years, you know, and seeing and experienced an awful lot. And to know and understand that happens. Because a friend of mine, son, got hit by a bus, and he was only 5 years. He was only five. But before that impact, it couldn't stop. It was inevitable. But before that impact, the spirit was removed, so it wasn't bruised. So it's just confused and not in a state of limbo as such. You know, they go to the spirit hospitals and then they get rejuvenated and then they start
mm-hmm.
to live their life. They start to live their life. And this is around and about all the time. So you have so much with you and so much love from spirit. But most important is the love that's around you within your own family circle as well. Okay?
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. I'll hand you back to Rob. I'll say thank you. And here's Rob again. Thank you.
Hi, Emily. Are you okay?
Yes, yeah. When I was, reminded me, when I was there, I didn't sleep much. So what was happening with people trying to contact me, or what, like the whole three or four nights at my
very much so.
Family's
yeah,
house,
very
I
much
didn't
so.
Sleep at all.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm kind of aware of this, and it's very much spirit around you. Can I just ask you, and if I'm wrong about this, don't just say no, it's perfectly okay. Do you know the new baby that was born and given the initial or a letter S in connection? It's either that person's name or something very connected with it. Do you understand that?
No, I don't. Can't think of S.
No, that's okay. It's quite possible that I've moved on with this because I've also, can you place, there's something to do with somebody, and this is a very strange thing, something to do with somebody who's got a lock of hair somewhere. Does that mean anything to you?
Not that I can think of.
No, it's okay. Just disregard that then, because I do feel you would know straight away. So it's okay. I feel that I've got a different connection with that. I wasn't absolutely sure it was for you, so that's kind of why I asked. Okay. So we're going to let you go, but it's been absolutely lovely talking to you. And as you know, these spirits, they're around you. So take care and bless you, and thank you for ringing.
Thanks for the show. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Take care. Thank you. Hi, Ken. That was lovely, that caller there. Have we got any more callers there?
Cindy.
Oh.
Hello.
Hello, Cindy. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you doing? Thank you.
Oh, we're fine, and it's lovely to talk to you. Cindy, before you even say anything, you can't place in any way somebody who's got a lock of somebody's hair, could you?
Well, I have locks of hair from horses that have passed that I have, and I've recently had one made into a bracelet from two different horses that I've had.
Cindy, that'll do perfectly for me, and that's the message. Thank you. Yeah, thank you very much. I'm happy with that. A strange thing happened there, and I'm so glad you rang in, because I must have moved to the connection with you, as I was taking the end of the last caller, which is a really strange thing for me. Spirits are so close to us at the moment. And I saw this lock, a lock of hair, and I'm not even sure. I didn't know if it was human or not, but I saw this lock of hair. So it's so lovely that you can confirm that for me. And as a medium, I can tell straight away once you'd understood that was in a way taken away from me. Do you know what I mean? So it was very good
cool.
that the way that worked.
Nice.
Cindy, I'm really pushing things here, but you can't also, I know it's a bit vague, but can you also, the initial S somewhere in the family, a name starting with S or the initial S in some way, does that mean anything to you at all?
Not off the top of my head.
No, that's okay. Don't worry.
Nothing's coming to mind.
No, that's okay. That's fine. I just saw that initial as well just flashed into my head, so I just wanted to pass that on.
Okay.
So anyway, listen, how are things with you? How are you?
Well, good. This week my work hours, my shifts got cut in half again to every other night instead of seven nights a week. So unexpectedly, because one of the other family members stepped up and volunteered to work some of my shifts for free to help the family save money. The day shift is still the negative sister came in this morning with just all kinds of crazy stuff and then came in with a nasty attitude, then immediately turned nice and just trying to, get information. She's just, I'm not sure what all she's up to, but I don't know. I'm not sure really how to move forward. I'm trying to get ahead and get everything ahead of the game a little bit so I can leave town and go visit, the person I talked to about before out of town, and I just can't seem to get away. I'm in the middle of vehicle repairs, and then they cut my work, and I got electric bills I just paid, and now the next one's come in, and by the time I, have to take every bit I make, the extra's not there now because they cut my salary in half.
So
I'm just wondering when you see me being able to get away to go up there and if I'm going to have my full shifts restored or.
Oh, Cindy. First off, obviously, Ron and I, we're sorry to hear that. I need to give you, for the first part of your question, I need to give you a very spiritual answer in a way, is because you know how we feel that this visiting this person and we've talked about it and we feel very positive about it. I also feel with this. I also, and this is going to sound a bit a bit strange for you in a way, but I also feel that the timing of it in some way is important. And I do, you know, with you saying that you've just been trying to get there and things have happened, and then you know, they've cut your hours and things have all happened around it.
Right.
And I do feel, Cindy, as if it's spirit working. I mean, we see it all the time. It's spirit working to make the time right for when you're to do that journey. So if this is happening around you now, I would say to you that the time is not exactly right now, but it will become so. And we witness this sort of thing so much, Cindy, you know, that it's amazing. It's amazing the way spirit kind of do this, that they're kind of holding your hand and guiding you in a way, you know. And I know that's a very spiritual answer, but I do feel that's what's happening with you, because I feel somehow some of these things are not like just coincidences. Do you understand what I mean?
Okay. Yep, I do.
Yeah. Cindy, I'm gonna see what Ron says about this, but I also feel that I need to give you the word. I asked a question directly about your hours, and I hope you didn't mind, but I also kind of asked, is things financially going to be better for you? I've kind of put the two things in together. Yeah, and
great.
And Cindy, the response I got back was that this cutting hours thing is temporary. I didn't feel that this was something that's going to go on for very long. And associated with it, I feel that the sort of, I'm going to put it this way, like the financial pressures, if you like, will ease a little bit in that way. Okay. And I want to go back to the first answer, that I think it's all paving the way for this journey, because I feel that that will be the real start of things. I know you understand that, but I feel that that'll be the real start of things. And this is just kind of leading up to it in a way. Okay.
Okay. All right. Do you see it, like, you know, how far out that is before it's the right timing for me to make that
Cindy,
trip?
I see it. Yeah, I mean, I'd love to see what Ron says, but I see it. I'm going to answer it this way. It's weeks rather than months. I'm not feeling that it's a long time. I'm feeling this is quite sort of imminent, you know. It's a funny thing. I want to say, and please take this the right way, Cindy, but I want to say to you, it's like you deserve it in a way. I feel that things are going to go, I want to say, in simple terms, I feel that things are going to go right for you. But when I'm saying that to you, I also feel that you deserve it, you know, and I want to say that to you. And that's a very genuine message. I feel that it's, you know, almost, I want to almost say like you've earned it, but you deserve that happiness. And I do feel that is literally just around the corner.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you
very
much.
I'd be very interested to see. Cindy, I love talking to you. I'm going to put Ron on and see what, you know, he's heard the question and everything. So we'll see what he's picked up. So I'll say goodbye for now.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Hi, Cindy.
Hi, Ron. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. Thanks, love. Fine. Now, nice to know life's on the turnabout for you. As regards your question, about your hours and that, you know, as Rob said, I feel rather sooner than later, you know, things will really turn around for you, you know.
Okay.
And as long as you're communicating with the other half, you understand, keeping them in the picture.
Yep.
Hey there, hello.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah. Did you hear that?
Okay, yes. Yes, I did.
Yeah, long as you keep them, you know, keep them aware of the situation, of what's happening. But the funny thing, you know my sense of humour, Cindy, and I thought, how long would it take you to get up there on horseback?
A long time. In this heat, I don't have a horse that would make it and survive, but it's a 12-hour drive in my vehicle.
Yeah, so 3 weeks on a horse, yeah. I understand that, but that's my sense of humour. But as soon as I heard your voice, you know, it was like the old John Wayne movies, get on your horse and drink your milk, you know, in a symbolic way. That is the goodness there for you.
Right.
But also,
well, I was actually going to take a rental car, but I just wanted to make sure my other vehicles were working in good order for my son. So when I leave, he doesn't get stuck with something breaking.
No, we'll be fine. He'll be fine. But also, Cindy,
As soon as I heard your voice, you know, do you understand the gentleman who had a massive heart attack?
Yes.
Would have been close to.
Very much.
You know?
Yes.
Yeah, he's just standing here beside me now, you know. So everything, you know, I look at him and he's the big smile on his face. So everything is
there. His name is Wesley.
Everything is ready. Everything is in the pipeline. You know, we have to have these little hiccups. And these little hiccups, as I say, if we don't have, you know, hiccups in life or lessons to learn, we won't learn anything. We won't learn life itself. So you've gone through an awful lot. So now it's time, to, shall we say, to reap your rewards. But also the beauty of it is, you know, soon as your voice came through, as soon as I'm sat here, I saw two people on horseback riding to the sunset like the end of a movie, you know. So it is there.
Oh, wow.
But the sunset is also symbolic. It's not going to set and not come up again for you. It'll always be there. You will always have that sunset to ride to, because the next day there is a new beginning. And so that is, you know, that is there. So will things work out for the better? Of course they will. They always do. Because you've gone through so much in your life, you know, over the past 6 years. You understand?
Yes, very much.
You know, so by, you know, you've over, just look back on what you've been through and look forward to what is there. You know, that beautiful golden orange is the love of spirit, but it's also the love that is around you as well. And that will always, always be there. You know, your boy's going to do really well. He really is. You know, his life is starting to fall in line now. You know, he's had his times where he wouldn't discuss anything with you. He's cried his tears in the quiet. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, he's had a tough go also.
Yeah. You know, so once more, you know, each time you see the sunset, you know you're heading for it. And each time it rises, there's new conditions, new ability. And will you get your hours back? Of course you will.
Yeah, I think so.
You know, they're not going to have somebody who's just, shall we say, doing a little bit willy-nilly, no disrespect, where there's a good worker there waiting in the wings. Do you understand?
Yes. Well, it was a family member that was offering some free help to save them some money because they're trying to make it stretch, you know, to care for the mother longer in her home, which I understand.
Yeah.
But it was just like out of no warning, you know, I go in like, well, we're going to have somebody else coming every other night. Okay. They just did this 2 weeks ago, and then that person figured out they couldn't do it. So they had me back to my full hours last week almost, and that, except for one shift. And then they went right back to somebody else trying to do it. And it probably, you're probably right. They've already been showing signs that they're not going to be able to stay and work the hours I work.
You know, that's it. You know, you need the workers to bring the income. And if you haven't got the workers, they won't get the income. Do you understand?
Right.
Yeah. Well, yeah. There's also besides
you.
Sorry.
No, go ahead. I didn't want to interrupt you, but you have something.
There's also beside you, you know, the beautiful Clydesdale horse. You know, the Clydesdale is strength. Beat firmly on the ground. You know, sometimes, you know, the cart's been before the horse, but now it's the other way around for you. So that there is with the symbolic strength. Legs firmly on the ground, ready to go. And all you got to go with, come on, boy, let's go. And you'll be fine, Cindy.
Nice.
You really, really will.
Nice. I had one quick question. The friend in spirit that you saw that had the massive heart attack that was there, is there any messages from him? I feel like he's connected to the person that I'm going to go visit, the gentleman that I'm going to see.
Yeah. He brings a lot of remorse and regret for the past. You know, so I don't know whether you understand that, or he will. But this is what he's doing, but he's so proud, you know, now of his capability, you know, shall we say, mm-hmm. son's capability to be able to go forward, because you did give him the strength, even though sometimes circumstances are different. And, you know, same in my life, you know, my father always gave me that strength, but there was always the other mm-hmm. side. So we have to realize what the father's been through in their life, and then we can understand. As I say, once we learn to understand ourselves, then we can understand other people. He's proud of him. He really is, you know, sincere about that.
Nice.
So there's nothing to worry about. All's well.
All right,
I'll hand you back over to Rob Sidney.
Thank you. Awesome. Thank you so much, Ron. Thank you.
Okay, here's Rob. Don't forget the sunset.
Hey, Rob. Okay.
Cindy?
Yes.
Cindy, hi, it's Rob. Hiya.
Hi, Rob.
Hi. Cindy, I picked, you know, as Ron was talking to you, I picked up a whole load of images which have been put to me. So I just need to tell you what they are and see if you can make any sense of any of this.
Okay.
The first thing that I saw, it's different from your question, I'm sorry, but it just all came flooding into me as you were talking. Now, I'll tell you what things are, what I have, and see if you can recognize any of this. There's the first thing that came through was a grey coloured horse. Now, I don't know if this is in spirit or this is on the earth plane, but there was a grey coloured horse. But I also saw a noseband, like a sheepskin or a wool type of, like a sheepskin noseband as well. Mm-hmm. I also saw a blanket, which was like, it looked like a Scottish tartan blanket. And the other thing I saw was a some sort of cart, but the wheel has come off the cart, and the wheel is kind of stacked up next to the cart in a way. It's been like the wheels come off. Does that, any of that make sense to you at all?
Well, the gray horse from spirit is the one. I have several actually, but that I have saved locks of hair from their mane and tail, but the gray was my mane. He was my barrel racing horse. We went to national finals. I had him for 20 years of his life, and I trained him and raced him, and yeah, he was my baby. His name's AJ Foyt. He was named after the race car driver. I barrel raced him, and the sheepskin noseband, I believe when I buried him, I actually covered his face with that, because I had put it under his head when he was laying there. But I use those as leg quilts, the sheepskin wraps, when I ship them, when I'm hauling in the trailer and taking them to a race to protect their legs from getting bumped up.
Yes.
The cart, I don't know about the cart with one wheel. I'm trying to remember about the cart. I'm not sure about the cart.
Oh no! Hey, listen, Cindy, I'm happy with that. So there wasn't a significance with the cart. It was, the main thing was that there was something to do with the cart where the wheel came off it, or there's something to do with the wheel and a cart. But it's not of importance particularly. But it was just the image. But the more what I want to say to you, the more important image was this grey horse, and I'm really touched by what you've said, because that's what a lovely thing. You know, you are such a spiritual person. You have such a beautiful spiritual connection. It was like, it's hard for me to describe how it happened, but as you were talking to Ron, these images just floated in, and they were lovely, you know, and I saw the horse there, you know, and it was the most lovely thing.
Yeah,
I just wanted to share it with you.
Thank you. Thank you very much for that. He's come in on a lot of readings for me. And actually right after he passed, he was 25 years old, and he was perfectly healthy. But I had purchased a new batch of feed from the feed store, and it was a special senior horse feed for him, and another horse that I gave it to, which was younger than him, but he was a stallion. Those two horses, the only ones that ate out of that bag of feed, were immediately, I mean, within an hour, they were both on the ground and couldn't get up, and
really?
He was dead.
Oh,
the older horse
God.
Was it like paralyzed his back legs and his back end. I had to vet out. We tried flushing it out of his system, tried to give him some time through the night, but he was dead within 24 hours. But he came back in spirit through a reading through a dear friend
Absolutely.
Of mine that was a medium. And he the other horse was younger, so it didn't kill him, but he was down for like 6 weeks fighting for his life, and all the vets said he was going to die. And this gray horse came in on a reading. This was so amazing. And told the girl to tell me that I had something in my barn, in my tack room, that would save my other horse. And she kept describing the jar. And I'm like, what? I don't know. Well, I had bought this stuff. It's a natural powder, a product for poison. It neutralizes toxins. It's for snake bites and any kind of neurotoxins. And it's a powder. You just put it in their mouth and absorbs sublingually and works very quickly. And when so I found it, and I was like, wow, this is, it fit the description, and I gave it to him. And he was like down, wouldn't even get up, wouldn't pick his head up, wouldn't get up to eat, nothing. And he was up within 15 minutes. And every time over 6 weeks he would get down and not want to get up and start going downhill, I would give him that, and he would be right back on his feet. And it saved his life. So it was amazing that the one horse, and I'm like, God, I just wish I knew to give it to him.
I mean, Cindy, isn't that incredible? Because and doesn't it just show the power of spirit, and how lovely that he just came through, you know? Rob, because for me it was lovely because Ron had spoken to you, so I thought, oh, I might just leave it at that. But then I thought, well, no, I better just mention these things. And obviously that's so significant. It's beautiful, you know.
Thank you. I appreciate you sharing that with me.
It's a pleasure.
Really, a beautiful message.
And it really very much, what it shows for me is the spirituality and the spirit around you. You know, they live in and breathe in all your experiences, really, you know, and it's a really lovely thing, you know. So I do feel you are protected. And just to finish off, Cindy, just to say what I said to you before, I kind of feel like you deserve it, and things will work out. They will, you know.
Thank you. Thank you so much. You guys are awesome. I love it when I catch you guys on the show and you share and share your time and your gift with everyone.
You're welcome. Listen, it's a pleasure talking to you, Cindy, and we'll speak to you soon. You take care, my love. Thank you.
Okay. It was a pleasure speaking with you both as well. Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Oh, that's a lovely caller. We've spoken to Cindy many times before, but every time there's something different, and she's a lovely, she uplifts us, and we both, Ron and I, just love talking to her. Ken, how are we doing there with callers?
Okay, we've reached 12.
Wow.
Number 4's dropped, and you're on number 5 now. This is Nancia.
Okay. Hello, Nancia.
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call.
Oh, you're very welcome. Now, have I said your name right? Have I pronounced that right?
Yes. Actually, yes, you did. Perfectly.
Oh, it's a lovely name. Hey, now, you're through to Rob. How are things with you? How are you?
I'm good. Actually, I was just calling because finances have been a little off for me lately, and I'm trying to transition from my workplace. And I'm just trying to see what do you get. It's just been very difficult to move on because we're trying to get a house, and, you know, it just feels like everything's just stuck at the moment.
Yeah, okay. I'm with you on this. I've just picked something up, and then I'm going to pass you to Ron to answer your question. But do you understand, in relation to the question you've asked, do you understand? I understand, like, unexpected things happening financially, like unexpected bills have sort of all come and things have cropped up that you kind of, in a way, hadn't budgeted for. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Yeah, because I'm very much made aware of that. What I'm going to do, I'm going to ask for a little bit of guidance for you. So while I'm doing that, I'm going to put Ron on, and Ron will speak to you and see what he's picked up, okay?
Okay.
Hi, Nancia.
Yes.
Hi, love.
Hi.
Yes. Hi. It was interesting, you know, the first part of your question, you know, about the way things have been. You know, all of a sudden everything comes on top of you. But sometimes that happens for a reason that makes us, shall we say, more steadfast and more stronger to be able to cope with situations. You understand?
Right, yes.
You know, but also, I'm aware of, there's a lady, as you were talking, there's a lady standing beside me, and she'd be about 5'3", and she was, you know, I would call her a little ball of dynamite when she was in the physical body. You know, I'm seeing my, you know, my grandmother, what I remember when I was three, and I'm seeing her, so I get that lovely motherly feeling with her. Do you understand?
Yeah.
You know, and so, you know, and also she's making me aware. You know, she's that close. She's making me aware of my breathing is becoming very, very erratic and very, very shallow. Do you understand? This is a condition.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's that lovely evidence that, you know, your loved ones come through with, and that's the important thing. But it's the way she's standing here. She's got her arms folded and is just to turn around and say, well, come on, don't let these things get you down. You know, I wouldn't let them get me down. So I would work through it. I would find means in a way. You know, sometimes, you know, people cut the nose off to spite the face in a symbolic way. You know, I'm not saying that's with you. But the reason being is that, you know, she wants you to prioritize. Now, that's a big word for me. She wants you to prioritize what has to be done. Do you understand? At the moment, everything, instead of everything being A, B, C, D, it's like it's A, X, Z, Y, P. Everything is in the wrong order. Do you understand?
Yes.
You know, so once you sort the small conditions out, as we'll say, once they're sorted out around and about you, and send that lovely thought out to her, you know, and that guidance, you know, the spirit do actually guide us. You know, we just, because of the stress you've been under and the headaches you've been having, do you understand?
Yeah.
You know, so she just wants you to start putting everything in order and then start at the bottom and slowly work your way up, because there's a golden ladder. She's got hold of a golden ladder, and that is the opportunities of moving in more ways than one. But you have to put your foot on the first run of the ladder. It's no good missing that out, because then you just end up back at square one. So she stands there holding that ladder for you. I wish you could see her. You know, she's a beautiful lady. You know, she had a smile, you know, that would melt butter and melt ice, you know. But upset her, you understand, but upset her, and then she would really put you in your place, and these are the lessons that we learn from them. You understand?
Yes.
You know, so that ladder is there, and that is the ladder of, you know, of success. But you have to put your foot on the bottom by sorting everything out from the bottom and work your way up.
Okay.
She's such a lovely. She also brings, before I leave, Rob's coming back on. Before I leave, she brings a gentleman with them. They were close together, you know, so very close. Okay. And as we see over here, they were like Darby and Joan. They were inseparable in the physical body, and they're inseparable now in more ways than one. So, so much love for you from them.
Thank you.
But please,
thank you.
Use that beautiful ladder that she's bringing to you. And when you've completed the first step, then put your foot on the next one. And that goes for every situation you have in life. And things will sort out. But you have to put them in that correct order. So I'll hand it over to Rob now. Yeah? I'll say God bless and thank you.
Hiya, my love. It's Rob again. Hiya.
Hey.
Hi. Hey, can I just, I want to just answer your question, but can I just ask you, I've been given the number 26 for some reason. Now, I don't know if that's a date or of some significance, or if it's like an address or something to do with somewhere where somebody lives or something like that. Can you place that number for me?
I cannot.
That's okay. Don't worry. There's some significance in it, and it's unusual really, because normally I would know what that was, but I was just given the number. So if you could just bear in mind that I've said that to you, it may be something that crops up in some way, okay? Because I'm not even absolutely sure what it was. But I also need to take you I also need to just mention to you the month of February as well, and I feel there was some significance there, either a passing or an anniversary of some sort in the February month as well. Do you understand that? It's not the 26th. It's just in the month of February.
February.
Yeah, some it could be a birth. It's some sort of significance in that. But if you don't understand that, just have a think about it. It's okay. Don't worry.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, nothing's coming through for that.
No, that's okay. I feel. Don't worry. I feel that that's actually maybe something that you will you'll remember at a future time. If you know what I mean. It's a bit difficult when you have to kind of. If you're anything like me, it's hard to remember these things. But I was just given February as a significant month in some way. Going onto your question, I've asked my own spirit guides to give me a little bit of insight into sort of your situation, and I first off I am aware of the anxiety that you're feeling. Okay, I'm also aware. I want to say to you, I'm aware of you sort of. Do you understand the expression like bottling things up a little bit? It's a bit like things are bottled up inside you. Should you understand that?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, I'm aware of that around you at the moment, okay? What I want to say to you, and I'm very happy to be able to say this to you, is that I do feel things are going to improve for you, okay? I also feel that there's something, if you could just remember I've said this, there's something to do with answering an advertisement of some sort, which I feel is going to be very successful. So, and I'm not absolutely sure what this is, but it's something like an advertisement, either that you, something to do with answering an advert, and I'm not even sure where the advertisement is, but I feel that that is going to be a successful thing for you to do. Can you understand that? I feel that something's going to happen.
I mean, like I said, I'm trying to look for a house and a job, so maybe something, like I've been thoroughly searching, so maybe something will come up.
Yeah, because I feel, you know, when you said that, both Ron and I said exactly the same thing. We feel we feel that it will be the job, the advert thing is related, advertisement is related to a job in some way, okay? And I also feel the job situation. What I feel, I didn't kind of make it very clear. What I think also is that the job situation will resolve itself, okay? And I do feel that it will be something that you will be really pleased about, because going forward, I pick up an emotion with you of contentment, and I feel what I want to say to you is I feel that's been missing for quite some time, and I feel that you'll get back to that. I do also see new roofs and a new keys and all those things that I get, which would indicate a move of some sort. But I see that when I'm seeing that image, I'm seeing that image quite faint. So I do feel that there will be a little bit of time away. Okay, I'm not talking years, but I feel that the job situation will resolve itself, I feel, quite soon, and then I do feel the move will be the horizon. Does that make sense to you?
Right, yes. Well, that's what I'm trying to get first, is just that job situated, and I know the move will be easier once that's situated, if that makes sense. Yeah.
And I'm going to say something
now,
for you to just, if you could just remember this, okay? You know, I mentioned the number 26 to you.
Yeah.
I mentioned number 26. I'm now, because I would have felt that you'd have known about that straight away, okay, because I would never kind of make things fit, and I would have thought that you'd have known about that. But I'm now told that's in relation to the house move. So please remember that, because there's some significance in the number 26. It's just an interesting thing to note for the future. Yeah. Sorry, were you going to ask them? Yeah.
Oh, well, I was saying that I applied for an internship with Delta, and it's just saying that that's under review for a human resource position. Do you get that is the one that's going to come through as far as work?
Right. Ron is putting his thumb up there that he does get that through. It's coming through. He's just indicating there that he does feel that.
Wonderful.
I Yeah. I mean, Ron feels quite positive about that. Oh, right. And I'm just being. Oh, right. Did you say the name Delta? Did you say Delta?
Delta. Yes. Delta.
Yeah. All right. Well, funny enough, I mean, my spirits work with me in a very strange way because I've just been shown a great big letter D. So I feel that. I'm going to take as a confirmation for you. So yes,
awesome.
Both of us we feel positive about
awesome.
On spirit. Aren't spirit funny? You know, sometimes when you ask a question, I find as well, you know, when people ask like a very direct question where there's a specific
yes.
answer, I find spirit, they work in them, they're marvelous, they are, and they work in funny ways. And rather than just saying, well, yes or no, they kind of make me work at it a little bit, you know. And when you ask
right.
that question, when you ask that question, instead of just saying, well, yes, you know, yes or no or whatever,
yeah. right.
I just saw. Yeah, Ron's seen the same. Ron's just saying he saw the same.
The letter D.
Yeah, and oh my goodness, yeah, you want to see what's going on here? It's like a big, massive, big letter D, you know. And
Isn't
it funny the way they make us work? But the answer to your question is yes, I do feel, I mean, that's confirmation for me, so I feel that that's very positive for yourself.
Awesome. Thank you so much to you both.
Oh, you're very welcome, and it's lovely speaking to you, and I'm hoping that
Thank
we speak
you.
To you again in the future. Yeah, I'll bless you.
Thank
you very
you.
Much.
Thank you very much. All right. Bye-bye.
Oh, another lovely caller there. We've been having fun and games here, me and Ron. We got the letter. A letter came through D, which both of us, both me and Ron, both got. And then we've looked down, and the table that we're sitting at where we're doing this broadcast from just looks exactly like a letter D. It's very bizarre, you know. But such is the life of a medium. Now, Ken, how are we doing there?
Okay, we've reached 13 callers, and we're on number 6 now. This is Laura.
Okay, lovely, and thank you, Ken. Hello, Laura.
Hi, how are you? Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, lovely. It's nice to speak to you. Yeah, we're very good here. We're having, I want to say, a very spiritual evening. Spirit is so close to us. They're sort of changing things around us. It's very, very odd. So how are things? How are you?
Well, I'm good. I literally just started a company, so I'm wondering what you see about that, if it's going to be successful and take off.
Yeah, well, isn't it funny that you've asked that? Okay, because I'm not going to give you this as kind of evidence, but I was given the answer to your question before you even asked it, which was lovely. If you hadn't said that, that's what I would have talked about. Okay, I need to say to you, I've got to say a very strange thing. I've got to say to you, your energy will make it a success. Okay, and I do feel that there's going to be, you're going to kind of have to put a lot into it, like putting hours in and things. I don't mean necessarily financially, but more sort of a lot of endeavor into it. But it will pay massive dividends. I do, and I feel that you are, if you like, up for that challenge. And I also feel that it will be very successful, you know. And I also see this. I'm seeing what I'm seeing is two lines going forward, and then them getting wider and wider, like they're expanding. So I do feel that that it will kind of get bigger than you probably expected. Are you with me so far?
Yes, thank you. That sounds wonderful.
Yeah, it's strange, you know, because you must have a great spiritual connection, because I got that whole message that I was going to say to you. You know, if you hadn't asked a question, that's what I would have said to you, because I got that sort of before you'd even asked the question. When I've been given this, I also feel that it's going to be sometimes when it's going to be hard work. You know, it will be hard work. But what I do feel very much in saying that to you in the same breath, that hard work will pay rewards. And it's kind of going to be one of those situations, the more you put into it, the more you'll get out of it. And then moving on from that, I actually do see you are just the person for that. You have a lovely energy and a lovely, the vibration that comes through from you is very energizing. And I feel that you'll put that into the business. Okay.
Oh, good. Thank you very much.
Yeah. I've got to say, Yeah, I've got to say to you, would you understand, if I'm wrong about this, just tell me, because I'm now seeing computer screens and online things. So is there some sort of connection with, I don't know, like online trading or computers or something, something to do with computers with this? Would you understand that?
Yes, I will be definitely doing a lot of my work on the computer.
Yeah, yeah, because I tell you what I've seen, and I wish you could see this, you'd love it. I've seen a sort of an image of you, as I've been talking to you, an image of yourself, and then I've seen somebody typing at a PC, at a terminal, you know, a computer terminal, and then it's almost like being like a sort of like they've speeded up the film, and the person's like typing really, really fast, you know, and all these like sort of computer screens are whizzing around. Now, I do take that as a kind of almost like a symbolic message. And really what I said to you before, I do feel there will be kind of quite a lot of work put into this. And again, I say that it'd be worth it, though. Okay?
Okay. Thank you. I like hard work. I'm good with that.
Yeah, I think so as well. I think so. I also, there's a couple of things I want to say. I want to say to you, I feel that you... you've kind of got success written all over you. It's like it's waiting to happen, and I do feel that. I'm going to put you on to Ron in a moment because I'm sure that he will be able to expand on this, but I do feel that. There's also, just on a different matter, there is something, some significance somewhere, and I think this is to do with somebody in spirit in some way, with a yellow flower as well. Unfortunately, I can't identify what flower it is, but it's a yellow-coloured flower. Can you place that of any significance at all?
No, but you're the second psychic that's mentioned that to me, and I have no idea what the yellow flower means.
Right. Right. Do you know what this is? I can tell you what this is. I've just asked about this because I wasn't sure what this was. Right. And you'll have to just kind of bear with me with this. There's a type of yellow flower that that they say that when the sun shines on it, can you remember what it's called, Ron? When the sun shines on it, a buttercup. I think it's something like a buttercup or something it's called. And when the sun shines on this yellow flower, it's supposed to light up your face, okay? And I don't know if that's a true thing, but this is what people say. But so I've asked, well, what is this all about? And actually, it's a symbolic thing. And it's what spirits are doing for you is lighting up the way forward. And I feel it's connected with what you asked, the question you asked. So the path forward for your business will be lit up for you. And that's I know it's very symbolic, but that's the reason why they've given this yellow flower. Because it was slightly unusual because the flower was a very bright yellow color. Okay.
Okay, that sounds great. I love that.
Yeah.
I love that.
You're welcome. You're welcome. I don't know if that was the same thing that the other medium you spoke to was getting through. It may well be, but it was unusual that I was given that. So and it was unusual that if you didn't immediately understand it, then I had to ask, you know, well, why is that? And actually, it's a symbolic of this lighting of the way forward. Okay. And I'm told that the flower is called a buttercup as well. That's the name of the flower that's involved in that. Okay.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're most welcome. I'm going to wish you really all the best and all the good luck in the world. And I'm going to put you on to Ron. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Hi, Laura.
Hi, Ron.
Hi. Nice to hear you again. Nice to hear things are on the up and up. You know, as you've been talking to Rob, I was aware of a gentleman in spirit, and he used to enjoy working with wood. Do you understand?
Did you say water?
No, wood.
Oh, wood.
Like wood, yeah. Created and making things.
The last time I worked in wood was in seventh grade, wood shop. I haven't done anything with wood since then.
I'll take that as a yes. No. Yeah, because I was aware of him, because as you were talking to Rob, he was drawing me to the, you know, the floor in our room here. And what he's actually doing was making you a new foundation of oak. Because the foundations you've had in the past, you know, they carry so much, shall we say, memories that are not needed.
And therefore, you know, spirits are now building you a stronger foundation. And that stronger foundation is where you will stand and you will survey all that is for you. Do you understand, Laura?
Yeah, that sounds very promising. I like that. I need that.
You know, and also when Rob was talking to you about the buttercup, you know, believe it or not, Rob... I want to say it anyway. You know, Rob's face turned into a giant sunflower.
Oh, that's funny.
God. Oh, I'll tell you the things that happen in this room, believe me. And but the sunflower, you know, it starts off very small and then it grows in stature, but it takes time. Do you understand?
Well, you said sunflower, but the other one said buttercup.
Yeah, see, we work differently. You know, all mediums work differently. You know, I see that. But also the sunflower is the symbol of the world of spirit as well. Well, within the spiritualist movement, you know, we have the sunflower. And, of course, that radiates, you know, the world of spirit.
Well, when I was younger, I grew sunflowers when I was younger.
Okay, I'll take that as yeah. You know, because it takes so long, you know, to reach its full maturity. So you've got to be like the sunflower. You will be like the sunflower. You will grow to your full maturity as regards in your work. Because my fingers now are moving as if I'm playing a piano. So I don't know if you knew anybody in spirit who used to play the piano as such.
No, I think maybe... And somebody I didn't know, a grandparent or somebody, because we had a piano, but none of us in my family knew how to play it. So maybe there's somebody in the family that played it, but I don't know who it was.
Yeah, well, maybe you'll be able to inquire. But it's also symbolic of the, you know, the black and white situations. You know, make sure you know which is which before you press the key. Do you understand?
Yeah. Thank you.
No, yeah. And, you know, like the sunflower, the growth of that, that's how you will grow. You will grow steadily and maturely. And the feeling I get, you know, of, let's go for it. But take your time, like the sunflower. You understand,
Laura?
Well,
that all sounds really positive. Thank you so much.
Oh, yeah. We only have your voice to work from, and your voice carries an awful lot of love with you, you know, from spirit. You know the gentleman and the lady and the young man, the freedom all standing here, you know, and they've all put the thumbs up as well, and you know they're there on my right hand side in the corner, and you know this corner of mine is getting very crowded tonight with people, and it's so beautiful. But the important thing is know that they're there to support you. So never despair. If you feel you have a little bit of a problem, before you go, when you're in bed, when you say your prayers, just say, please, I need your help. And they will guide you. But the choice is yours. Do you understand? Not theirs. The choice is yours.
I do.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you
both. You're welcome, love. I'll hand it back to Rob. He just wants to speak to you for again. I'll say thank you for talking to me, love. God bless.
God bless you.
Laura, can I just ask you a very quick question? You don't mind, do you?
Sure.
If you don't understand this, that's perfectly okay. It's just that because I tell you why, I'm not absolutely sure whether this is for you or for somebody else, but I was... would you be aware of somebody within the family or connected in some way who has had an 18th birthday quite recently? I can't give you a time, but within the last, you know, where, I don't know, a few weeks or a couple of months or something, but quite recently. Can you place that at all?
I don't know who turned 18 in the family. Most of them are in their 20s, the young ones. I don't know. That's not to say that there isn't somebody, but it might just be that I don't know who it is.
Oh, I appreciate that. Yeah, don't worry. It's a female who's turned 18, and I saw, you know, when they give those gifts sometimes as an 18-year-old, like a big key, a big sort of silver-coloured key with the number 18 on it. Just remember I've said that. I'm not absolutely, Laura, sure that it was for you. It just came in on a slightly different connection. So if you can't place it, that's perfectly all right. Don't worry.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Oh, no, it's lovely talking to you. And listen, all the very best to you. And keep in touch. Let us know how you're getting on, okay?
I will. Thank you. Take care.
Oh, bless you. Thank you. Thank you.
Bye.
Right. Oh, that was the lovely...
Are you quick, Murray?
Okay. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you? Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, you're very welcome. Sorry, I didn't catch what your name was. It's Rob you're through to. What's your name? Sorry.
It's Marie.
Oh, hello, Marie. Hi, love. Hi.
Hi.
You're through to Rob. How are things with you today?
Oh, not real good.
Okay.
I keep messing up, I guess. And I was trying to see if you've seen anything for me with my career and just my life in general.
Okay. I can certainly, Maria, I want to say to you that it's, I feel as if it kind of, it's not just one thing. I feel that it's more, it's everything kind of going wrong at the moment. Do you understand that? Sometimes we go through these little times, don't we, when we feel like the world's against us. And I feel that you're in one of those situations at the moment. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, what I'm going to do, I'm going to put you on to Ron in a moment, who'll talk to you. But what I want to say to you is about the general situation is I feel that you kind of need to change things. You need to and little changes that you make, even little things like a change in your routine, or maybe go for a walk when you would have got a bus, or have a cup of tea when you would have normally had juice, or, you know, these type of little changes. I feel that, and trust me, it really works. I feel that you need to just change your kind of routines and your little ways. Just try it for a few days. And it kind of, in a way, it's one of my favorite subjects, this about synchronicity, but it puts you back in line, kind of, if you like, with the universe in a way. And I feel that you need to do that at the moment. Okay?
Okay.
So... yeah, I hope you didn't mind that. That's just a bit of advice. It happens
okay.
to me sometimes, and I do that, and it works brilliant. Even those little small changes just suddenly just realign things for you. But on a more, to answer your question, I'm going to put you on to Ron, okay? So just bear with me a moment.
Okay.
Hi, Maria.
Hi,
love. When you mentioned your the conditions around and about you, the expression and the feeling I've got, one minute you're running, next minute you're walking, next minute you're crawling, next minute you're standing up, next minute you're down. Do you understand?
Yeah.
You know, and also for some reason, the musical West Side Story?
Yeah.
You know, the singing that song, they're singing that beautiful song, Maria. You know that song,
oh, really?
Maria. I've just met you for Maria.
Yeah. Yeah.
You understand? Now, there's a lot of meaning. What I'm being drawn to, Maria, with that is there's an awful lot of you in that. And it's so important. This is what I'm feeling deep inside with it. You know, it's so important if you listen to it. You know, and when you think, when you think of these situations where, you know, they had to go through in life, you know, to find the right context, you understand?
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, they're just bringing that around. So whenever you get a quiet moment, it's just sit down and, when you know, listen to it. And then just ask Spirit for that little bit of extra inspiration around and about you.
and you will find and you will start to feel that, you know, that upliftment. You know, when people, a lot of, you know, when we say sometimes we're diseased, it doesn't mean to say we have a medical condition. It means it's just that, you know, the spirit and the physical body is slightly out of balance. So, you know, you need to have that sit down and have that time for you. Do you understand? And things will start to work out, you know, as in that beautiful music. And, you know, and that's my all-time favorite song sung by PJ Proby, you know.
Yeah.
So you understand. So it's that beautiful beginning for you. And, we all go through life, you know. We have our hard times, and believe you me, I've been through mine. I'm sat here, you know, speaking to you, and I was told 40 years ago that I would do this, and I just disbelieved it. But I never chose to work with spirit. They chose to work with me and show me. And this is the ability you have to understand.
Mm-hmm.
It's not what we want. It's what we're capable of. You know, I've had a lot of heartache going through it, a lot of lessons to be learned. And this is what happens in our lives. We have, as I said before, we have to have these conditions to make us a stronger and better person. But there's also two people standing behind you at the moment. There's a young lady and an elderly gentleman standing. I don't know who they are at the moment, but they're just standing there behind you. So as I said before, it's just, they're just waiting for the signal. Ask. If we have to ask for that beautiful guidance. And then things do pick up. You know, when I think back at the past 40 years, you know, I think what I've gone through. And then if anything comes at me now, I go back in time and think, well, similar situations, I'll overcome it. And you will overcome yours. And, you know, that is so important. Do you understand, Maria?
Yeah. Will I find the right job, you think? Or
definitely. Oh, definitely, you know. And I don't say that that's something you want to hear. I'll only say what I'm feeling of the love of your voice and those round and about me, of your family and friends and spirit, you know. So I will only convey that when it's right. I will not pacify a situation by turning around, well, if I say that, they'll be okay with it. That's not right. Life's not like that. Compassion is not like that. Charity is not like that. You know, it's that universal love that is there with you. It's all there. You will find a better job. You will move forward because we cannot stay stagnant. People who stay stagnant in their lives don't have that ability or that drive to go forward. And you've got an awful lot of drive. You just need that gentle nudge from the world of spirit to help you. Do you understand, love?
Yeah, I do. It seems like sometimes I sabotage stuff when I get it, but I guess because it's not the right thing or something. I don't know.
Yeah, this is it. You know, we have to analyze. You get that good feeling, Maria, if everything's right or if anything's wrong. You get that good feeling in the solar plexus. Everything you've learned in your life that is correct and will be correct for you is stored there. So go with that, because that's your spirit saying, yeah, come on, we'll go for it. I've done that, you know, all my life, and things do work out. But the important thing is that it will work out for you, but you have to be determined to do it. Do you understand, love?
Yeah.
You know, you will move.
Definitely.
You will move in more ways than one. And let's put it this way, you know, when you walk down the street, don't be looking at the pavement all the time. Hold your head up, because you're number one. And number one can take care of a lot of other number ones. Do you understand?
Yeah.
You know.
I do.
So I'll hand you. Okay. I'll hand you back to Rob, Maria. But don't forget West Side Story.
Okay.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Maria.
Yeah.
Hi, love. It's Rob. Hi. Hey, I want to share something. Really lovely with you. that as you were talking with Ron then, I've had the most incredible image in my mind, which has been placed, which has been put there. And I need to try and describe it to you. The first thing I need to say, there must be somebody in spirit in the family, and it may be going back quite some time because it looks like I want to say olden days, who was in the military in some way. Are you aware of that?
In the military? Yeah, I had my uncle in the military. I probably had a lot of them.
Yeah. Well, okay, that's fine. But I'll tell you what this image was, right? And I feel that it's how I can describe this. It's like you are going up a river, like maybe on a small boat or a raft or something like this, and the current is against you, right? And it's like the current is against you, right? And that you want to see what this was lovely, this thing. Then this man in a military uniform, but he's in a really smart uniform. It's like red with it's got feathers and he's got a sword and all that. So that's what's made me feel that it was either ceremonial uniform or something old. Okay, he has then gone and stepped into the middle of the river and turned the flow round so that you are flowing the right way. Okay. And I feel this is a very spiritual message for you, that things will turn around for you and spirit are looking after you. And this gentleman, he's connected to you. He's connected to you in some way, and he's the one who's gonna sort of be there for you, if you understand. Okay.
Okay, my father-in-law just passed away, and he was in the army a long time ago.
Right. Well, yeah, my goodness. Well, it could have been. I don't know who the person was, you know, and it looked like they were wearing it wasn't just like normal combat things. It was like ceremonial type, you know, it was like when they wear it for special occasions or something like that. It was lovely the way he did. The image was so clear. And what happened was when he went and stood, it was only like a river sort of. And when he stood in it, the flow of the tide, the current of the river turned and you go in the right way. And it's what it goes back to what I said to you right at the very beginning about sort of synchronicity and going and being things being slightly out. And I feel that that's going to change for you and things will go better in that way. Okay.
Okay. Thanks.
No problem. I'm going to let you go now because I think we're changing over to another station. So, but
okay,
it's lovely talking to you.
Okay.
Bless
thank you.
You
so
thank
much.
You. Take
Both
care.
Of you. All right.
You're welcome.
Bye
bye. Ken, I feel we're nearing the switch over, do you think?
You can have a break now and we can ask the callers to join us in studio two. We're still off the air for about the next 30 minutes or so, ladies and gentlemen. And then Rob and Ron is with me there in studio two. So if you're looking at your screen and you're looking at Psychic Choice Radio 1 there on your screen there at the minute, and just put 2 in front of it and you'll be in the right place. So we're...
going to be a long locking.
Mm-hmm. We're going to cut off for about 30 minutes or so while we change over. It gives Rob and Ron time to,
have a smoke.
Yeah.
Have a relax. Would we? We're healthy
living
people, Ken.
We're dead healthy, yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with me.
Ken, sorry about this, Ken. Could I just give off something that that's come to me? Would you mind?
Go, sure.
Yeah, sorry about this. And and if anybody's listening that they understand this, I've just given this image, and I feel it may be one of the callers. But it's something to do with somebody who has graduated in some way, and they're wearing, the specific thing about this is they're wearing a gown, and it's got they're wearing one of those flat mortarboard, those flat sort of academic mortarboard hats. It's a female, and this has happened very recently, and the message with that is that the grandmother is absolutely delighted about it and so proud. So if any of our callers or listeners can specifically understand that, if you could just pass that message on. Thanks, Ken. I needed to get rid of that. Thanks.
Right. Okay. So we've got 5 calls here with us at the moment. We're going off for about 20 minutes or so now, and we'll be back with you in studio two in just around 5 minutes, and you can call in 5 minutes' time into Studio 2. So quarter to the hour, wherever you are in the world, quarter to the hour, and we'll be back with you in Studio 2.